Hey everyone, Will Nichols here, and in this one I just wanted to share my thoughts on the BIC Techno 112. This was the windsurf board I learned 90% of my core skills, and I always have a strong attachment to this board. In the video it's around a 4.6 with flat water, and I'm using a 4.7 meter sail. So as you can see, it's super easy to water start on. Despite it being a fairly narrow board, the buoyancy makes up for that, which gives a solid platform to get yourself up and out of the water. The next thing to note is that it's incredibly fast planing. It's a bit artificial in these conditions, as it's so windy you get planing almost right away anyway, but the high rocker gets the nose up and onto the plane with minimal effort, and I'd often leave my mates in the dust. The one thing that I really like about this board is that it's so comfortable. Once you're in the foot straps and locked in, I felt very relaxed and could really sit back and enjoy the ride. Occasionally in this wind, I felt the wind get under the nose and lift the board out of the water. So I wouldn't really recommend this to anyone below 80 kg, as it takes some real drive to keep down. In terms of its top speed, it's definitely capped, as it's not really designed for performance. But if you're just looking to cruise, then it's great. In the video, I'm at the stage where I'm learning to carve jibe, and the board is really forgiving. The slightly sharper rails and narrowness allow you to easily carve into the turn. You can see on this attempt that I just managed to get around the turn, which probably wouldn't have worked if I'd been on a smaller board. So in conclusion, the bright orange board that appears to be made from recycled biro pens is a great board for a beginner transitioning to intermediate, that perhaps is learning to plane or get into the harness for the first time.